This is Fire Prevention Week, and Coldwater Fire Marshal Paul Dove joins us in the studio this morning. Fire Prevention Week this year, the theme is preventing kitchen fires.
Yes, it is. Kitchen fires are one of the leading causes of fires, and one thing we're doing with the children in our programs that we're doing today, we'll be out at St. Charles. But one of the things we're doing in our school programs and we do throughout the year is to provide public education to parents and families. A big hazard is unattended cooking. So we remind people to create a safety zone for their children. It's okay for children to cook in the kitchen with their mothers or fathers and learn how to follow recipes and so forth. But we want to keep a nice safety zone 3 feet away from any hot objects. So, and then whenever a child's in the kitchen, to make sure that an adult is with them. And then also for parents not to leave anything unattended on the stovetops. It's a common practice that we see with kitchen fires, unattended cooking. And if you have to leave, get called away, or there's a hot inning going on in a baseball game and you want to get back in there and watch it, you know, take something with you like a spatula or a fork or a spoon just to remind you.
Yeah. Within that, sometimes, depending on what you're cooking, every once in a while your smoke alarm goes off in the house.
Yes.
Some people then will pull the battery out to stop it from doing it and then forget to put it back in.
Exactly. And one thing, like we, great segue, we have a smoke alarm installation program now that we're offering in the city of Coldwater, where we will provide a free 10-year tamper-free batteried smoke alarm. And we will install it ourselves, and we will check your smoke alarms. And that's for senior citizens and also families that have a child 10 years and younger. Smoke alarms need to be installed properly. They need to be in the right locations. And if you have one that's too close to the kitchen or the improper type, like a ionization type where it should be a photoelectric anywhere near a kitchen, you should change those, because you definitely don't want to take the batteries out and then forget to put them back in.
And obviously, be changing those batteries. And it's always the good time to do when you change the clocks. There's always kind of a reminder time. That's coming up at the first weekend in November. Some other tips maybe they're giving to kids and things that kids are latching onto when you talk to them in these school programs?
Yeah, we're also talking about the standards and importance of having a home fire escape plan, knowing what to do. Especially we try to urge children and parents to have them sleep with their doors closed. One of the biggest surprises we get is when all the children raise their hands that they keep their bedroom doors open, and then the parents, because they want to hear their children. Mm-hmm. So we recommend to them, well, break out the baby monitors that you used to use if you have concerns with that. But the door provides a barrier, and that's the most important thing. Coupled with working smoke alarms, having a door closed is amazing from a fire standpoint. It keeps the products of fire out, which is the smoke, and that's what hurt people. So we recommend for everyone to sleep with your bedroom doors closed to provide that barrier and that extra level of protection to give you additional time to be able to get out of your window if you had to.
All right. We've had a mild winter or mild fall so far, mm-hmm. but it is coming up on the home heating season. Tips on that right now?
Yeah, we recommend to have your furnaces and heating systems, chimneys, wood burners, your furnaces, have them inspected by a qualified service provider to make sure that they're working properly. So make sure you have those looked at, inspected, change your filters frequently, and make sure that if you're burning using a natural product, natural wood, make sure that you're burning seasoned wood, that it's had a few years or a couple years to dry out, so it's not green and creates creosote in your chimneys.
Well, more and more people are going to burners because of the high cost of fuel now. And
exactly.
The other thing, too, is what you do with those ashes afterwards, too.
Right, exactly. We've had situations in the past where citizens have thought that putting the ashes in a garbage can or in a waste paper basket and then setting them outside in a breezeway or setting them outside was appropriate. Ashes can stay the embers inside and the coals that are buried and insulated from the other ash on top, those can burn for days. And with the winds that we have frequently in the fall, those could blow the ashes into a pile of leaves right next to the house, gets under the siding, and all of a sudden we have a house fire or a fire inside the house. So make sure that that you dispose of ashes properly. We recommend a metal garbage can with a lid if you're using that, and don't vacuum them up with the vacuum cleaner.
All right. You guys still pass out the plastic fireman hats?
Yes, we do.
Cool.
Yeah, I have one for you, as a matter of fact.
I like those. Those are always
They are pretty cool.
Those
are
pretty cool.
Yeah, we have a good supply.
Between that and going to Burger King getting the crowns, that was always a highlight for me as a kid. So very cool. Folks want more information on fire safety tips. If they want you guys to come and do programs for them at community groups or schools, just get a hold of the fire department.
Exactly. Give us a call, 278-4177, anytime, Monday through Friday. We'd be more than happy to come talk to you. And again, if you're a senior citizen or you have a family with a child in the city of Coldwater, 10 years of age or younger, if you'd like us to come by and install a free smoke alarm, we will do that, and we will also check the ones that you have to make sure that they're located and working properly also. That's all free.
Good stuff. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Coldwater Fire Marshal Paul Dove with us in the studio on this Fire Prevention Week.